Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 235, the stanzas 2 and 3. Comfort thy servant now, while at thy throne I bow. For thou art love, thy pardoning grace is free. As sinners who call on thee, thy tender mercy see, O God above, and what follows. Psalter 235, the stanzas 2 and 3. A portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 7, the verses 17 through 35. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 7, the verses 17 through 35. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, the gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of all our children. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Gunderson, who was scheduled for hip surgery tomorrow, and Mrs. Judith Overeem, who hopes to commemorate her 90th birthday this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy great and condescending mercy, in thy goodness and in thy patient long-suffering, to grant unto us and our children the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year. Then thou hast graciously also in the past week watched over each and every one of us, and then thou hast not dealt according to our manifold sins, but we may still have a place upon the earth. Then in this morning hour, then we may meet one another by renewal in thy house. And, O Lord, we humbly ask thee, and may it also be a meeting with thee. And when each and every one of us is given to reflect and to consider the first 3 weeks of this newly begun year, concerning the law, concerning our time, concerning thy mercies and thy goodness, Ah, then surely there is not one that can say that they are worthy of the least of thy blessings in all, Lord, when there are such that still think that they are worthy of thy blessings. And may it please thee to uncover them in this morning, and that they may truly become unworthy. And to that end, Lord, we have no worthiness, no merit to plead upon, but may we be given to beg for thy mercy, which is only possible through the meritorial work of thy dear Son. Oh, what thou withholdest in this morning hour and on this Lord's day, withhold not the blessed administration of thy Holy Spirit. The bride of old has prayed that thou may come with the north wind and blow thou south wind upon my garden, O Lord. And then by thy grace there needs to be a beginning. And when there is no beginning, may that beginning by thy free and sovereign grace, may it be made in this morning hour. Ah, to that end we humbly ask thee for a blessing upon thy holy word, that it may be richly blessed indeed to the hearts of young and old, and that in this morning hour it may be thy set time, that sons and daughters may and shall be born in Zion, that they may be drawn by the cords of love, that they may be placed in their guilt, that it all may become reality. And oh, then the prayer of the publican shall become real. God be merciful to me, a sinner. But, Lord, that is a prayer that needs to be prayed continually, and thou hast a people upon the earth, that it is free and sovereign grace, that they are so dependent upon the administration of thy Spirit, but they shall also experience that thou hast appointed the means of grace, and that thou hast appointed those means for a certain end, and that is for the ingathering, but also for the instruction, for the encouragement, for the comfort, and for the correction of thy Zion. Ah, be then a surprising God, and may it please thee to come over the mountains of sin and unbelief, and to speak unto the souls of thy people, that it may be a good day, that it may be a special day, and that it may be an unforgettable day. And then the thanksgiving, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, that shall also ascend from this earth unto thee with that vehement desire, that thou receiveth all the honor and the glory, and that man may be abased to the lowest. Oh, we are so dependent upon the work of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, do remember thy church, and then our denomination. And then this week is a very special, but also a very solemn week. When thou granteth it, then the General Synod hopes to meet together. Ah, Lord, wilt thou remember us as a denomination? Leave and forsake us not, and may the meetings, may the gathering, and may it be in thy divine favor, that tokens thereof may be experienced, and in so far that it is possible, wilt thou grant traveling mercies to the delegates. Ah, Lord, the necessity of the prayer, that thou takest not the candlestick of thy holy word from amongst us and our dear children, but that that candlestick, that it may burn brighter and brighter. All wilt thou grant in this week that the prayers may be multiplied to that end, that the matters may be bound upon the heart. Ah, Lord, work then from generation to generation. Remember all those who are called to labor in thy vineyard, thy truly called servants. Ah, do help and remember the student in this day. Remember elders and deacons. Remember the sowers of the word. Ah, that on this Sabbath day, that thy word may be richly blessed over the length and the breadth of the earth, and also in the midst of us and our dear children. Lord, remember all the temporal needs. Ah, do remember, uphold, and comfort the mourning ones in our midst, the widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery with those large empty places. Ah, may the callings have been sanctified, and do sanctify them, and teach us all to die before we have to die. Oh, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Where thou granteth this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and to find thee. Ah, Lord, in this day, may it then be a time of finding for those seeking souls. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones in the evening of their life. Oh, above all things, do save their never dying souls. Remember the sick and afflicted ones. Ah, Lord, the old widow, who by renewal in the day of tomorrow hopes to undergo surgery, wilt thou help her out and help her through. In her old age, thou hast wonderfully spared her hitherto, and then by renewal, then thou wert speaking unto her, my daughter, give me thy heart. May this calling be sanctified for her eternal welfare, Lord. Do remember all those that have difficulties of the body, difficulties of the mind, those that struggle with continual pain, with continual weariness of the body. Do remember the crosses and the burdens, and do remember the sick relatives. Thou knowest the fears, the concerns. The circumstances are known unto thee, Lord. We commend them all unto thee. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, in this morning hour, may our eyes be upon thee. Thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee. Ah, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou open the heavens, open thy word, open our mouth, open our understanding, and open our hearts. Lord, remember all the listeners, remember the little children, those that are lawfully hindered. Oh, do grant them a blessing in their dwellings. Wilt thou bind the Satan? May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. We ask it in the full and the free remission of all of our transgressions, where they are many, where they are great, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 210, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief No answer yet has brought relief, and what follows, Psalter 210, the first three stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 7, the verses 19 through 23. We shall read the verses 22 and 23. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor, the gospel is preached, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Our text words speak of John the Baptist sending two disciples to Jesus with three thoughts. First, the dismal place where they were sent from. Secondly, the profound question they were sent with. And thirdly, the scriptural answer they were sent back with. John the Baptist sending two disciples to Jesus. The dismal place where they were sent from. The profound question they were sent with. And thirdly, the scriptural answer they were sent back with. Thus first, the dismal place where they were sent from. Beloved congregation, we read in Luke 1, verse 65, that fear came upon all them that dwelt in the hillside of the country of Judea, and that there were spoken of the wonderful things that have transpired, where the Lord has visited his people. Oh, what a special time that is personally, but also in the midst of the church, where a little prophet was born, and with his birth, special revelations of people of God that were given to sing the praises of the Lord. And then we can understand how that people in that hill country, that they have kept such a close eye upon that little John, because already in the womb of his mother Elizabeth at 6 months, and then he has leaped in her womb when Mary, the mother of Jesus, has come to visit, and then it cannot be different, because when the Lord works in our heart, then it shall be seen by the fruits. But now there has come a time that John the Baptist has went into the wilderness and it has become silent. There are souls that understand it, maybe even in this morning, that so it seems to be in certain souls. Cannot deny what the Lord has done, the wonderful instruction, that drawing, that uncovering, that leading, the encouragement. But now when it becomes quiet, but the Lord makes room, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. that we do not end in the gifts and to remain with the gifts. They are so precious, they are so sweet, and they are so good. But let us always remember that it is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of His true people to make room for that only name given under heaven, that precious Jesus who was come to save their people from their sins. And then concerning John the prophet, oh, then he has come out of the wilderness, and then he has preached repentance unto the remission of sins. Oh, that prophet was honest. We think of Matthew 3, verse 7, concerning the Pharisees, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to escape the judgment to come. Oh, in verse 10, that the axe is also laid at the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. And then we read that Herod, not Herod the Great, Herod the Great has died shortly after he has murdered the children in Bethlehem. The Herod concerning the prophet John that was the son of Herod the Great. And of that man, we read remarkable things, that king. When he heard of John the Baptist, he had a desire to hear him. And then John the Baptist has come in the court, and as a faithful ambassador of heaven, then John the Baptist says, King Herod, it's not lawful for you to have the woman, because you have stolen that wife from your brother Philip. Thus it is unlawful to have her. Thus a faithful ambassador of heaven. And then Herodias, that wife, was filled with bitter revenge, had a desire that John the Baptist would be put to death. But Herod the king did not dare, because the people held him as a prophet, and to satisfy he is compromised. Then John the Baptist was placed in prison. And now we have said Herod the king was quite a remarkable man, because it is specifically mentioned in Matthew 6, verse 20, for Herod feared John, and knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. Thus the king was given to see that that prophet, that he was a just and a holy man, but even more. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Thus we would say, Herod liked to come to church to hear the prophet preach. It was not with reluctance, but he has listened very well, very attentively, and even heard him gladly. But then we read, and we even read, he did many things. Thus that preaching had effect upon the life of Herod the king. How do we compare with that king, congregation? How do we compare with Herod the Great? Because we read, he heard the prophet John gladly, and he did many things. Thus that preaching that did have an effect upon the life of Herod. But what is now missing? We read, and he did many things. It's not all things. That's a partial obedience. By renewal congregation, how do we compare to King Herod? Do we hear the word gladly, boys and girls, that we have a desire to come to God's house? We try to listen well, ask the Lord for a blessing, and even that we do many things, forsake many evils. But are we now like Herod? Many things, but not all things. That there are still certain sins, maybe many sins, that we hold on to. And now, because of the honest preaching, Christ has said to his church, to his disciples in John 15, verse 20, they have persecuted me, they shall also persecute you. And to that end, John the prophet was placed in prison. Oh, after such a glorious preaching, because we have stated, preach repentance for the remission of sins. After Jesus was baptized, then he has returned out of the wilderness and he has come to the River Jordan. And then John the prophet was given to declare, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Oh, what a precious preaching. Are there sinners in this morning that have come up as sinners, that have come up with the publican's prayer? Oh, that is a people that learn upon that preaching of repentance to come deeper into guilt, and that even all our repentance need repenting of. But then what a precious proclamation for sinners, oh, that have tried to do all things and that learn that they fail in all things, that they are a sinner, a guilty sinner still. Then what a precious proclamation, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And now, upon those honest labors, upon those fruitful labors, because the labors of the prophet were blessed, we read that people have flocked unto him, and many have come and asked what they must do. Then he was given to point to him who would come after him, who is preferred above him, who was before him, as we read in John 1, the verses 15 and 16. Oh, we read, for the church that out of his fullness they receive grace for grace. And now the prophet in prison, historians think, was to the west of the Dead Sea, in a dismal prison, but still a certain freedom and privileges, that he may still receive visitors, also his disciples, they may still visit the prophet in prison. What a deep way for the prophet John, because in prison, all for the prophet surely was, there were many times that he received an official blessing, different than a personal blessing, many times together, but that many a times when he was given to preach, or when he was given to point to that precious Lamb of God, that he was filled with a holy joy concerning the wonderful things of the Lord, that he may receive also official blessings. But now in prison, experience so much and now to be in prison. And now we read that a few disciples, that they have come to visit their master, and that they have told him wonderful things. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. The beginning of this chapter, we read of the centurion's servant, that centurion that was not worthy that Jesus would come under his roof, that a servant nigh to death was perfectly healed. And before these verses, then we read of the son of the widow of Nain that was raised from the dead. And now the disciples of John, with joy in their heart, cannot be different, that they have come to their master, that he said, we have seen wonderful things concerning Jesus, his many miracles, a servant that was ready to die upon the speaking of Jesus healed, and even the son of the widow of Nain ready to be buried, and that he was raised from the dead. And upon those revelations, then John has sent two of his disciples back to Jesus. When we consider John in prison, then there is a great difference. John the Baptist, he was in prison for righteousness' sake, because as an honest ambassador, servant of the Lord, then he was given to honestly declare to Herod that it was unlawful to have the woman he was living with. Can also be that the church comes in prison because of their sin, their backsliding, their idol worship, their lukewarmness, falling into a special sin. Ah, for John the Baptist, that is a privilege and a blessing with a clear conscience, that he was in prison for righteousness' sake, for the testimony he has given concerning the law. Our second thought, the profound question they were sent with, concerning Elijah. We read that John the Baptist has come in the spirit of Elijah. We read in Malachi 4 verse 5, behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And in Luke 1 verse 17, the angel Gabriel has related to his father, to the father of John, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the father to the children of the prophet Elijah. Ah, God's people and God's servants learn that they are so dependent upon the Lord. John 15 verse 5. Without me you can do nothing, but also Philippians 1, 4, verse 13, where Paul has stated, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Of the prophet Elijah, after Queen Jezebel has sent that message, that the next day he would be as those priests that were slain, he has come under a juniper tree, and now John the Baptist has also come in a great need. John the Baptist has learned so dependent upon the Lord. For John the Baptist, paradox, riddles, called to be a prophet of the Lord, and now in prison, perhaps nearly 6 months, not enabled to preach to the people. His mouth was silenced, it's true. Still a few visitors, and for John the Baptist, then death was before him, as he knew that Herodias, that she would never be satisfied with her revenge till the prophet would be put to death, that she was seeking for an opportunity. And God's people, they need grace to live, but they also need grace to die. And now concerning John the Baptist, then it was such a riddle and such a paradox. When those disciples have come and declared the wonderful works of the Lord Jesus Christ to great multitudes, to many, and for the prophet in prison, and we do not read in the scriptures that Jesus has come to visit him. Is God forgotten to be kind? Shall I his promise faithless find? We have sung it together out of Psalter 210. Then what a depth that the church can come into. And for John the Baptist, another perplexity. Because in the scriptures, in different places, especially in the prophet Isaiah, but also think of Psalm 146 verse 7, the Lord looseneth the prisoners. We read the same concerning the promises of the loosening of the prisoners in Isaiah 29 verse 18. Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives and open the prison doors of them that are bound. And now John the Baptist, he may hear of other ones that were delivered from their diseases, from their difficulties, wonderful things even that they did, that they were raised by Jesus, and now to be in prison, no visit, a delay seems that the Lord has forgotten about his prophet, and much of the scripture fulfilled, but not the fulfillment, because it was prophesied in the Old Testament that Jesus, when he would come, that he would also deliver prisoners. And now to be a prophet, experienced wonderful things. It's needful when the Lord works. Then we shall experience wonderful things of the grace of God. Concerning John the Baptist, cannot be different. that it has been related to him what has taken place with his birth. The promises concerning him, and how his father has sung that he would be a prophet of the Most High to show forth the loving kindness of the Lord. But for God's true people, those things are precious. But they cannot do with man's words. They need the confirmation by the Lord. Thus, what a deep way for John the Baptist, oh, it can be when a child of God hears of the wonders that another one may experience. Oh, what an encouragement that can give when they may hear the wonderful works of the Lord. But when it becomes quiet, then it can also be discouragement, and that there is a voice that says, it is clear, those other ones, they are known of the Lord, but you have waited so long and prayed, because John the Baptist, what a prayers must have been sent up. Oh, John the Baptist has also learned that true prayers have to be given, but how he must have begged the Lord they may come out of that dismal dungeon, that prison, and that he may preach again, that may be the will of the Lord. And then the promises of the Old Testament, and still to remain in prison. The question could be asked, when John the Baptist, when he has sent those two disciples, there are some, even quite a few, that explain it this way, that John the Baptist, that he has sent those two disciples for their welfare, that they may be given to see that Jesus was the promised Messiah indeed. But when we read the scriptures closely, then it is very clear that John the Baptist, that he has sent those disciples with riddles and questions himself, because it is clearly written when Jesus has answered those two disciples, then it is specifically mentioned, go your way and tell John. And then when those messengers of John were departed, then Jesus began to defend and speak so highly of the prophet John the Baptist. Thus then it is very clear in the scriptures that John has sent those two disciples because of the questions and the riddles that he had himself. And those two disciples of John, then it is evident that they were not enabled, because John, the preaching of John the Baptist that points in the first place to the law, that they were not enabled to instruct and to comfort their master concerning the mysterious ways that the Lord was holding with his prophet. And to that end cannot be different, that when John the Baptist has sent two of his disciples to his master, that it was the desire and the prayer that it would also be beneficial and for the instruction of those two disciples when they would be given to meet with Jesus. Thus what a deep and trying way for the prophet of the Lord. But John the Baptist, is it not written in God's word that the Lord shall never forsake and never forget his people? John the Baptist, do you not know what is written in Isaiah 49, the verses 14 through 16, that there are times that Zion saith, the Lord hath forgotten, forsaken, and my Lord hath forgotten. Can a mother forget her child? Yea, she may forget, but I will not forget. For I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. O John, do you not know what is written in Psalm 138, verse 8, where the psalmist is given to us to declare that the Lord's mercy endureth forever. The Lord will perfect what he has wrought for me. Thy mercy endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. What does the church learn? That they need the application, the work of the Holy Spirit continually, that it may be vividly imprinted upon their heart, and that they may be given to believe. It's John the Baptist in prison. Do you know what he was given to do? He was given to examine his own preaching concerning what he has preached to the people. Oh, such a freedom and such a liberty to point to that precious Jesus, the Lamb of God, taketh away the sins of the world. That Jesus was the Son of God, that he was King. And now John, is your master, is he not King also in the prison? Does he not have everything in his hands? Does the Lord not reign? John, does the Lord now make mistakes? Oh, people, we can know it so well with our mind. We can know the Bible, but the church learns continually and more the immediate application, influence, work of the Holy Spirit, that they may be given to believe what they confess. John the Baptist in prison, and he has sent two servants. Also a blessed place to be. When there may be those servants where they have tried to comfort, to instruct, to lift up, to point to the word of God, the words of the living God, and that they experience that more as necessary. And then what a privilege and what a blessing when there may be those servants, even servants that also have many perplexities, when they may do as those two servants, those disciples of John, when they may go to Jesus. That is in prayer to the throne of grace and come with the needs of their fellow man to lay it before the Lord. What a blessing when the Spirit binds it upon the heart, grants special opening at the throne of grace and so with the needs of our fellow man, that we come to the throne of grace, and as a general way, and also those servants, they shall receive a special blessing. John the Baptist in prison. Before him was death. What was the special difficulty in the life of John? Maybe there are souls that have special riddles and special difficulties. Maybe you have not told anyone. Can be in many ways, promise, unheard prayers. But now for John the Baptist, concerning that kingship of the Lord Jesus Christ, then he could not understand and fathom where he was the promised king, an almighty king. The Romans still had much dominion, and as king, that he left his servant in prison. We have heard from Lord's Day number 9, able and willing. And after many prayers, no answer yet has brought relief. But shall the Lord now forget his prophet? What do you think, congregation? Troubled souls. Shall the Lord now forget his prophet? Then you shall answer no. Shall the Lord forget his people? Then you shall also say no. And maybe a but. But am I now truly one of his, because the faith of God's people is tried? Also the faith of the prophet John the Baptist. But those servants would receive an answer. Let us first sing. Psalter 217, the 4 stanzas. I remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy visit us, distressed and humbled low. And what follows, Psalter 217, the 4 stanzas. John the Baptist sending two disciples to Jesus. The dismal place where they were sent from. The profound question they were sent with. And now thirdly, the scriptural answer they were sent back with. When we consider being in prison, then in this chapter, then it speaks of a child of God and the condition of life. And how it has been in all that time, and this morning we are called to consider what is written. But let us always remember that we read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 that the Lord will not suffer his people to be tempted above that they're able to bear. Although many times they think and they feel that it becomes too much. And what an examples we have in scripture of those in prison that were given to sing the praises of the Lord. And in the history of different servants of the Lord for righteousness' sake, what precious letters, confessions we have, Samuel Rutherford, Reverend Leigh DeBoer, and many others, were in prison. They were given to experience the special nearness and blessings of the Lord, instructed the communion with the triune God. But the church will learn continually how dependent they are, and that they need to be administered out of the fullness of the Lord in Christ's threefold office, prophet, priest, and king. And in our chapter, it is written for the instruction of the church. And now concerning those disciples, they have come to Jesus. What understandest thou by the providence of the Lord? We read in Acts 15 verse 18, and known unto God are all his works from the foundation of the world. That it was in the special providence of the Lord when those disciples, and we must remember, from the Dead Sea on the west side to Galilee, perhaps 90-100 miles, oh, for John the Baptist, what a waiting. But Thomas Brooks has declared for the Church of God that a delay is not a denial. How eagerly the prophet must have looked for a return of those disciples, an answer upon his questions. And then in the providence of the Lord, then Jesus was performing, and in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities. That's a special word. Infirmities. It's not a strange word for the true child of God. That is something they are much troubled with. Ah, those remaining infirmities. How distressful they are, that they feel they are in prison. Lord, if I was now truly thine, how come so many infirmities left that he have to so struggle? It's still a blessing when we may struggle with those infirmities. Not such a good place for a child of God when they can live so easily with those infirmities, but a blessing when they are brought at the footstool of the King, and with that godly sorrow leadeth to repentance. But what a special word, because when the Lord works, when the Lord begins that good work, oh, how busy they are to clean that house, this sin, that sin, a bosom sin, What an infirmity that can be. But now the disciples they were given to see, he cured many of their infirmities. It is true in the context. It refers to many diseases, and nevertheless many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. Oh, the devil, how he can pester and question his child. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Thus in the providence of the Lord, those disciples, they were given to see wonderful things. Then Jesus answering, we read that those disciples, they were very faithful servants, because they have asked exactly the same question that their master has sent them with. Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Has that ever become our question? The life of his people, and go in such strange ways they think, such peculiar ways, hope to become holier, faith become stronger. How am I thus, Lord, if thou hast never begun? It's not right, because we only have one soul. God's people are given to examine themselves many times, whether it is the real work, each time by renewal to desire a visit, a confirmation, a sweet word dropped in their soul, even if it is a word of correction, but tokens that the Lord knows of them. And for John the Baptist, he was concerned concerning the Savior of the world. This is life eternal, that he might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou wast sent. Thus what a depth, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way, all those servants. They received an answer. They did not have to go back to their master empty hands, but a special word from the Lord Jesus Christ. Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. John, do you hear it? You shall hear it. That the Lord Jesus Christ, they have witnessed, have heard more than was even prophesied, not spiritually, but outwardly, that even the dead were raised. And what else? Those last words. What balm. What sweet. What precious words. Have you heard, congregation? Those last words that Jesus has sent those disciples with through John. To the poor, the gospel is preached. Are there such poor ones in my midst? That above all things, temporal needs can also be manifold in the life of a child of God, but the most important is my soul, my guilt, my debt, that separation. Ah, for those poor ones. That is the work of the Spirit. Read of the church in Laodicea in Revelation 3, rich and increased with good. But all for that poor people, poor in righteousness, poor in holiness, poor in faith, poor in hope, even, oh, at the beginning, they never thought of it, even poor in love, poor in desire, poor in zeal, poor concerning their prayers, poor in thankfulness. And our disciples, you must go back for a poor people. The gospel is preached. What is the gospel? It means good news. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That he has come upon the world to save sinners, even the chiefest of sinners. Oh, are there such poor ones in my midst? Maybe with questions, maybe with riddles, maybe feeling so bound, prison doors so locked, so impossible, have waited, delays. Because what a time that was when those disciples first went northward and returned to that prison of John. What a rich gospel for John. And it is implied that that message was blessed, because we do not read that John the Baptist has sent those disciples again. Two disciples were sent. Let us say a few words concerning the church, a congregation. How was it evident whether Jesus Christ richly dwells amongst them and worketh? Those two disciples of John the Baptist come to pay tribute. Then we have heard it. First what they have seen, and then what they have heard. Those disciples not only in church on the Lord's day, but 7 days a week. Because the church shall be known by their fruits. But now when the Spirit truly works, then it shall be experienced, and because of that experience, it shall be seen. That godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, and to come to a saving knowledge of his dear Son, and account of that love. Then when the disciples shall be sent to a congregation, then they shall see. The blind see, spiritual blind, they receive eyes. The lame that were so lame concerning the things of the Lord, concerning his law, concerning the gospel, they shall walk. Ah, those lepers that experience that it is an incurable disease from their side, they shall be healed by the precious blood of Christ. The deaf hear, the dead be raised. That is what those disciples shall see. Can it be seen in our life, congregation? Is that taking place? Ye shall know them by their fruits. That's when those disciples First, what they have seen, and secondly, what they hear, that that precious gospel of that precious Savior that is preached to a people whose hearts may be explained, declared, and the gospel is preached to the poor, and how such a poor people are brought to that precious Savior in beginning, but also in the further exercises. Those two disciples would come in our midst. Congregation, how would they return to the Lord? Could they say what they have seen? Evident the tender fear of the Lord and that precious gospel preached and who is sufficient unto these things. Queen of Sheba has said the half was not told. Nevertheless, the gospel not reached, preached to the rich, the self-satisfied, a little emotion, a little conviction, but preach to the poor who have been made poor by the precious work of the Holy Spirit. Ah, for John would not be so long. The Lord has taken him home. John 13, verse 7, also often here below. What he doest now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter, was all in love. And John the Baptist beheaded, the priesthood of the Old Testament, that must come to an end, because Jesus Christ is the only high priest. He has finished the ceremonial laws, young and old. How is it with us already? The fourth Lord's Day. How has it been the first 3 weeks? Are we busy with these things? We have one soul that needs to be saved. If we are not prepared, then we are lost, and therefore may we be given. Oh, seek the Lord while he may be found. We shall close with an application that Jesus has given in the verses 31 and 32. And then we turn each to ourselves. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? This generation, that's all of us. They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you and ye have not wept. May we and our children, by the free grace of God, be given to experience the wonderful works of the Lord. Then his name shall be praised. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the prophet who was put in prison. No answer yet has brought relief. But then those disciples were given to return with such a precious and a glorious message, and that above all things unto the poor the gospel is preached. Ah, Lord, may it then be used for the poor. that it may fall in their hearts. Oh, to be given to behold that willing and that able Savior, who can save to the uttermost even a poor sinner like me. Oh, what precious invitations. Lord, watch over us in this day. Protect us over the unsafe roads. Remember the family circles. We may thank Thee for another Lord's Day, for Thy help. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 111, the stanzas 3 and 4. O Lord, my God, how manifold Thy wondrous works which I behold, and all Thy loving, gracious thought Thou hast bestowed on man, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The synodical meeting is scheduled for January 25 and 26. There will be a prayer service on Tuesday, January 24, in the Beckwith Grand Rapids Church. And baptism registration is scheduled for Friday evening, January 27 at 7:30 p.m. And the insight into is at the exit, Psalter 111, the stanzas 3 and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.